Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. Welcome to WFHR's Morning Show. Welcome to the show. Hope you all are having a great start to your Thursday out there. Happy Friday Eve to everybody. Got Melissa Kay with us.
Good morning.
Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We've got good things on the way. Going to get into a little bit of entertainment news, talk about some fun stuff coming up, and get into some local theater a little bit later in the hour. We've got 10 Reasons AI is Overrated. It is overrated. We'll get into that. That's coming up a little bit later. We'll get into and some other good stories of the day in our schedule and plenty more. But we kick off the hour with our Pet of the Week from the Southwick County Humane Society.
All right.
Our great friends from over there. We will be shouting them out many times in this segment and shouting out Luann Goetz.
Yeah.
We appreciate Luann. More on her in just a moment, but she is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. We'll tell you how you can get in contact with Luann and find out more in just a moment. But first, our Pet of the Week, Melissa.
All right. So, you know, obviously it's hard to choose, but I had to focus on the cats.
All right. Very nice. Very nice.
I have a special, special place in my heart. Shout out to Kevin.
Kevin the cat.
But I had to choose Jack.
Ooh.
And not Jack just the cat. One Jack. Huh? There are Jacks of all kinds.
Oh, yeah, there are, yeah.
There are three Jacks. There's a Jack who is 3 months old, domestic short hair, what a little cutie. He's like a tiger stripe. That's an adorable face.
Yeah.
There's Jack who is a year old, and he's a light, like a peach-colored striped cat. And then there's Jack Stand. That's 2 months old, and he is a little orange sweetheart. He's got this little orange nose. He's just adorable. No, I want to take them all home with me.
They're all awesome. And Jack Stand is not only a great name, but what a face. Face on
got
that one.
Very cool coloring on his face. Yeah, it's very interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That pattern.
But you got all choices. You got a 3-month-old, a year, and a 2-month-old to choose from. So,
and all of these
Jack,
cats.
Jack of all sizes.
All of these cats are neutered and ready to go. They've got their chips. They are waiting for you, and your new best friend is waiting for you over at the Southwick County Humane Society because these are all great animals. There are so many good ones, good pets over there. And when it comes to the Humane Society, this is one of those jobs and one of those businesses or nonprofits that affects everything in your community. Go ahead and do a deep dive into communities that don't have a humane society and what happens to those communities, not just with the animals, because those animals, they're going to be there one way or another, whether somebody's there to take care of them or not. And they cost money. They cost your city money. And they that stuff adds up. It is also one of the things that brings people to your communities. When you have a humane society, this is something that a lot of, especially younger families, are looking for in a community. Do they have a humane society? Things like this. Our humane society does more than we even realize when it comes to way more than just animals in your community. They do so much for us. Let's have their back. Reach out to the Humane Society and find out ways that you can be involved, that you can help. They are taking dog walkers. You can do that kind of thing. That is a lot of a fun volunteering thing for a lot of people.
Thing is, you can fill out those applications to adopt, applications to volunteer right on their website, swchs.com. It's easy. You go right there, fill them out, and then you'll be good to go.
It's a great point. Thank you, Melissa. It's also opportunities to be able to drop off items. You're picking up some cat food, maybe grab an extra can. They could always use litter, things like that.
They do have a lot of kittens, so kitten food also.
And certainly another way that you can help support not just the Humane Society, but animals in our community is they have a new link on there. I believe it's new to report animal cruelty. Which is vital in our community. Animals can't speak for themselves. Now, I watched Dr. Doolittle too, and I was dumbfounded after seeing that and all the Disney movies I did growing up. Animals can't talk, it turns out. I was a city boy, man. I didn't know. I thought for sure.
Come on. You could have seen the pigeons. They didn't say anything.
No, they didn't. we need to speak for them. This is the this is what you...
haven't you seen that bird on social media?
Yeah. This is what you get for being on top of the food chain. There's a responsibility that comes with that.
Yep.
And it is looking out for those that can't look out for themselves. And that is one of the things we do for animals.
Mm-hmm. Animals bring so much to our lives. How many times have you needed a pick-me-up? So you go to social media or you go to YouTube and you find cute animal movies, videos.
Yeah.
Like, they make you smile. They make you laugh. We don't deserve dogs because dogs are amazing.
Agreed. And every day, pretty much, I do that. I look up an animal video or I find an animal video or something like that. And certainly, I'm fortunate because my parents have one of the coolest dogs of all time, and Sammy the Muppet Dog. Sammy's awesome. They wouldn't have him without our Humane Society.
That's right.
Yeah. Reach out to them and find out more. You can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. You can also give them a reach out to them on Facebook. Just like their page, direct message them that way if you'd like. If you're stopping by, they're at 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids, right in the outskirts of town. Got a beautiful spot over there. You can't miss that big dog on top of the building. it's a cool building, too, by the way. And find out not only about Jack, but Jack and Jack Stan.
Jack and Jack and Jack.
Or Patsy Klein. Or Pippin, or Mary, or Mert, or Milky. There are
all these great names.
Where's the one I wanted? Carrot. I don't know why.
Carrot.
I love Carrot.
Carrot is adorable. I always picked Carrot.
Yeah.
They got a C-3PO, Seth. They got a
C-3PO. Oh, my gosh. Awesome. Of course they do.
Kind of looks a little nice. C-3PO-like. We appreciate.
And like you mentioned on Facebook, James, another thing you can do is if you know of somebody who's looking for a pet or interested in a pet or you think you should pressure to get a pet, gently suggest that they need a pet. You can share their posts from their Facebook page on yours and help spread the word about the wonderful animals that they have to adopt over there.
Be sure to reach out to our Humane Society, everybody, and find out more at swchs.com, swchs.com. A big thank you to them, and a huge thank you to Luann Goetz. Mm-hmm. She is your local Wisconsin Rapids Medicare specialist. For over 27 years, she's been helping individuals find the right Medicare coverage and is dedicated to ensuring you get the best plan for your needs. If you're nearing Medicare age or considering a switch, let her guide you through the process. With her personalized service and commitment to your health, you are in safe hands. Your Medicare peace of mind starts with Luann Goetz. Give her a call, 715-424-4393. That's 424-4393. Or email her, lgoetz, that's Goetz with a Z, lgoetz@tickinsurance.com, lgoetz@tickinsurance.com. Big thank you to Luann being a part of the team and sponsoring the segment. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
We will come back and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR. Oh, that beat. This is so 90s. That is such a 90s beat. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. We hope you're having a good one out there. Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We're going to get into a little bit of entertainment news and get you to our news break. A little bit later, we're going to be getting into some fun stuff. 10 reasons why AI is overrated. Can AI,
just getting to this now?
Can AI do bumpers like that?
I don't think so.
No. We got a good one here for
Nobody
you.
Nobody can do bumpers like Seth.
Nah, it's a good one. The 2024 Nobel Prizes have been being awarded in the last couple of mornings, and this morning in literature, it was awarded to Han Kang, a South Korean author, for the intense poetic prose that confronts historic traumas and exposes the frailty of human life. Her book she began her career writing in magazines and everything, but this book has been a game changer.
That's cool.
Just an incredible work. And it's really cool to see her being noted for this. Mm-hmm. I love that the we're still doing this and we're still bringing so much attention to the Nobel Prize. I think it still matters. I think it still means something. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty cool to see. Part of the reason I say that is because so many times, so often, like Kendrick, there's certain people that win Nobel Prizes that are known names.
Yep.
But more than often, not only are you first hearing about a person, but hearing about the work that they are doing, whether it's in science
exactly.
or it's in, another field that we just... We have more news outlets than we have ever had. We have a 24-hour news cycle that shifts over every 20 seconds, man. It doesn't even wait for the 24 hours to wrap up. And yet we don't cover some of the most important stories out there. We're too busy giving, whether it's a politician more time than they deserve, or a celebrity more time than they deserve, or any of these kind of low-hanging fruits that quote-unquote journalism just hatches onto. Demand more. You know, and you can do that with real easy. It's where you put your time. It's where you put your, whether if you're watching TV or you're streaming something or you're listening to the radio, those things add up as far as ratings and that. And people see, oh, I see that you're listening to a lot of civic media. You apparently respect journalism. You apparently still want journalism.
Right.
You know, these kind of things. And I don't care if that sounds biased. I believe in what we do.
Yeah.
It ain't bragging if you can back it up. And we do. We bring you real journalism. And we're not the only ones. I'm not saying that. There's a lot of great journalism out there, but they're not being noted, they're not being seen, and these stories are not being heard and talked about.
And this is interesting stuff. It's not like these are boring stories. These are really interesting stories. It's just trying to get them out there to a wider audience.
The vegetarian, one of her first books translated into English, won the Man Booker International Prize back in 2016.
That's prestigious.
She's won a handful of awards in her career. She's a really, really good writer. That book in particular is a... I don't even know how to put it into words. That's one of the last books that I've read.
And
it's incredible. It's incredible. She's a great author, and I could not be happier for her. And it's great to see South Korea get some notice doesn't have to involve North Korea or anything like that.
Exactly.
Green Day is celebrating their 30th anniversary of their 1994 album, Dookie.
Wow.
30 years ago that
now
came out.
They're wishing they didn't call it Dookie.
Yeah, right. And they're doing the coolest re-release ever. They are re-releasing demastered versions of each song individually.
Oh.
Demastered?
Yes, each loaded into an outdated and extremely inconvenient piece of tech.
Oh, boy.
This is so Green Day. This is so Green Day.
Is. I love it.
You're right on the point there, Melissa. So usually, for those don't know or don't pay attention to this stuff, if the Eagles are re-releasing Hotel California, they're not doing anything different. They just remaster it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Clean up
the sound, make it sound better for digital. I mean, because when they recorded it, it was all analog stuff. So they may clean it up, make it sound better. A lot of groups now for like iconic albums and stuff, they're doing like a whole bunch of like extra tracks, and you get to hear demos and how they created the songs and that kind of stuff.
And thank you, Seth, for clearing that up. So Burnout is on a player piano roll.
Nice.
That's awesome. I love it.
Having a Blast is on a floppy disk. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good one.
The hard part is going to be finding things to play those on.
Yes.
That part.
Who's got a floppy disk drive anymore?
Chump is on a Teddy Ruxpin.
I don't even know what that is.
It was an old toy.
It was an old talking toy. One of the first ones, if I remember correctly. That would have had a preset number of responses,
gotcha.
Not AI, but just would talk to you kind of thing as a thing. It was a novelty at the time back in the 80s.
Gotcha,
so, yeah.
Gotcha.
And let's see. Longview is on a doorbell. Okay. Okay. Welcome to Paradise is on a Game Boy cartridge.
Nice.
Pulling Teeth is on a toothbrush. I'm not sure how they did that.
Pulling Teeth.
Basket Case is on a Big Mouth Billy Bass. I have to hear that. I'm trying to find it. It was all the rage for a while.
Like, hang them on your wall in your garage.
And they go off when somebody walks near it. I had this all
pulled
up, but I thought I'd be able to find the sound. I can't find the sound anymore.
Oh, that's all right.
She is on a hit clip. I don't remember what those were. A hit clip. Sassafras Roots on an 8-track tape.
Nice.
Perfect. There you go. Coming Clean is on an X-ray recorder. they've got one on an answering machine, one on a Fisher-Price record.
That's
kind of cool.
That's cool.
All By Myself is on a music box. And When I Come Around is on a super old school wax cylinder.
Oh, the wa- oh, go as far as recorded sound goes back, it's wax. Yeah,
that's
wax
cylinder. I don't know if you can get much older than that.
You cannot. Yeah. Nope.
Just to be clear, you can't stream these songs. You have to buy the actual physical media the songs are recorded on. Wow. Like, if you want to hear Chump, you have to literally buy a Teddy Ruxpin.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Each song is only available in limited quantities, yep. and you have to enter a drawing for the opportunity to purchase them. The most expensive one is $99 because of the Teddy Ruxpin part.
Yeah, right.
But some are as low as $19, like the floppy disk and the 8-track. You can purchase them at DookieDMaster.com, DookieDMaster.com.
Oh, so I looked it up. Hit Clips is a digital audio player created by Tiger Electronics that plays low-fidelity mono 1-minute clips of usually teen pop hits from interchangeable cartridges.
Nice.
60 seconds only.
I seem to remember, you know, vaguely commercials for that. Vaguely.
They look like little mini MP3 players.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Now I remember. Now mm-hmm. I remember. Thank you for looking that up.
They got the little cartridges that you can slide yes. in and out. But
never really caught on.
This is, I think part of this that is so cool to me is I remember when Green Day first got really big, mm-hmm. so much of the punk community turned their back on them because that's what you do if a punk artist gets a record.
Gets popular,
deal,
right?
Which makes no sense to me. But I will say, like, this is the most punk way you could ever do something like this.
100%.
Good luck ever trying to top it to any other punk artist out there. That is fantastic. That's hilarious.
I think Hit Clips should come back because now, I mean, so the little cartridges are the size of a penny.
Oh my gosh.
With the storage capacity that we have now, you could store thousands of songs on those.
You could. It's just like
and it comes with like a little boombox player.
Yes, that's right.
I imagine that the company might be for sale. I mean, maybe we should look into
picking it up on the cheap.
Yeah, let's just scoop it up. Yeah, let's
get it. I know after this, they might have a renaissance because of Green Day.
Let's keep it hushed. We'll keep it.
Okay, don't tell anybody.
Marshfield Community Theater has a wonderful production coming up, Leaving Iowa. They're going to be performing October 24th through the 26th and October 27th. This is a wonderful group of people that get together and do these things, very mm-hmm. similar to our Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater and mm-hmm. CWAC and that. We don't get to talk about Marshfield nearly enough, but we do want to send a shout out to them and wishing them a break a leg. Enjoy yep. your run. You can find out more at marshfieldtheater.org, marshfieldtheater.org. The show itself is a really good one. Leaving Iowa is an interesting show.
I've heard of it. I don't think I've ever seen it before, though.
Yeah,
I was in it.
Oh, really?
I didn't know that.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I played the little girl daughter character because you're both. You're 10 years old and you're in your 30s.
Oh, wow.
Back in 2013, I believe. 2012, 2013.
How cool is that?
Nice.
Oh, that's awesome, Melissa.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It was a fun, an exhausting character to play.
I'll bet. Exhausting. Yeah. Melissa plays nothing but exhausting characters.
It just seemed to be the case. Yeah.
That's all she does.
You don't take easy roles. That's so true.
Well, they're fun, though.
That's true.
Join our friends at Marshfield for this one. It's going to be a really good show. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate it.
What's the website again, James?
That is marshfieldtheater.org, marshfieldtheater.org.
Very nice.
Of course, encourage you to check out our friends over at WRCT, mm-hmm. Wisconsin mm-hmm. Rapids Community Theater.
We've got lots of things coming up.
Yeah. Mark your calendars for Thursday, October 24th for Let the Spirit Move You, the Silver Foxes' newest production.
Yeah.
That is going to be awesome. Our Silver Foxes do amazing work.
They do.
We also want to remind you that the Spooky Karaoke Night is coming up October 18th.
That's a week from Friday, yeah.
It's just right around the corner.
It is.
Over taking place at the Lewis Canton Studio Theater from 6 to 9. All ages are welcome. Costume contest, another fun going to be a part of this. They're going to have concessions for you. One of our great hangouts, really, mm-hmm. is our local theater. I think it always has been, but it has really become that much, much more in the years with Martha and Tim and what Gretchen mm-hmm. has been doing recently and everything. It's really cool to see what they've been doing over there.
Okay.
WRCT has always been run by great people. Period. Mm-hmm. Period.
Yep.
It's just what people have been doing in recent years. It's just really cool evolution of what's going on over there.
It's amazing.
And I do want to send a special shout out to the recent cast of White Christmas. I've not seen it or heard who's cast yet, but I do want to send.
They're getting close to getting done with casting.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yes. They haven't been released anything yet, but that'll be coming very soon.
Big shout out to them. Big shout out to them. whoever they are. We wish that. We appreciate them stepping down there and you know, being brave and getting out there. And we're looking forward to White Christmas coming up December 5th.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. More on that when we get closer. I'm sure the cast will be joining us here on the shows and everything. It'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. I do want to touch on this one more time before we, just in case we don't have time at the end of the day. There is a number of different ways that you can help with the hurricane relief. Certainly at civicmedia.us, you can go there right now. We have a banner you can click on that'll take you to trusted sources to know that your funds are going to the right places. And it's not me taking a shot at any organizations. That's
there's a lot of scams out there, so we want you to be safe and make your donation count.
And not for nothing, but this hurricane does not care about Democrats or Republicans. And it didn't like, well, I'm not going to affect these people because they're voting for my guy. Like, no, they're not doing that. So don't look at that when you're thinking about this. That has nothing to do with this. There is a separation in life, and this has nothing to do with that.
Nope.
Outside of the fact of the people that are ignoring it and people that don't want to change, do something
people
about climate change.
People that are trying to use it to their benefit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wrong. It's wrong. And the people that are lying about what's going on down there is wrong.
If how do we feel about scammers, gang? We hate them. We can't stand scammers. This is no, just because they're running for office doesn't make them any different than a normal scammer. Like that hustle's a hustle, man. And if there's one thing I know, it's a hustle. That is a hustle. That when you see a natural disaster and your first thought is how I can make my political gains on it or how I can make money off it, that's a hustler.
That's a hustle.
Yeah, yeah. Keep an eye on that. Ridiculous. Go to reputable sources. One of those is a location drop off we have where there's a semi trailer at Pick and Save here at A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They're looking for all kinds of basic need items. You know, things, look around the house. You think of things that you need, like baby formula, water, generators are certainly appreciated, things like that. Cleaning up supplies.
Rubber gloves, garbage bags, things like that.
Yeah. That location drop-off, again, there's a semi-trailer at Pick and Save over on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you so much to everybody who has already donated to that and who is helping with that. If you have questions, you can contact Andy at 715-459-4153, 459-4153. Thank you again to everybody working on that one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to our news break. We'll come back. We got fun stuff in store on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you, and maybe one of you. Good morning.
Properly, customers will not be able to contact you or find your business location.
Okay. Okay. Guys, I'm trying to hear this.
Press 1 now to verify.
Yeah? Press 1. Okay, got to press 1. Darn it, I didn't press 1 in time. Okay, all right. You know what? I'll call you back. If any real people want to call it, please feel free to. 715-424-2600.
James, is this going to lead us into a talk about AI?
Yes, it is.
How perfect.
How perfect is this? Things that AI cannot do, like actually have a real conversation on the phone.
Yeah, right.
Or bake cookies or things like this. NPR has an article called 10 Reasons AI May Be Overrated. And it might be, I think there's a lot of interesting points in it. I'm going to go over some of the highlights for it. Of course, you can see the complete article at NPR.org. Go ahead and check that out. We support our friends in the journalistic game.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Here's the list. The artificial intelligence we have now isn't actually that intelligent.
Nope.
It can copycat humans, but it's not capable of generating great new ideas.
Nope.
One thing that I find interesting about this part of it, this is probably the most difficult thing when it comes to AI that we are literally generations away from it doing.
Yeah. General AI. Yep.
There's the self-thinking AI is something that they tease at us from time to time in real life, but it's really only a thing for sci-fi movies.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really something we're that close to or anything.
Right.
Because AI isn't very intelligent and hallucinations make it unreliable, it's proving incapable of doing most, if not all, human jobs.
Yep. Remember, they like, what was it, 6 months ago, maybe even a year, they're talking about that. It's like, it can do anything that humans can. It can take all the jobs and we can. No.
It's okay. We're locking the boogeyman back in the basement.
Yeah, it's not. It can't. It just can't do it.
AI's capabilities have been exaggerated, to Seth's point. Mm-hmm. Several promising stories about AI's, quote, triumphs over proven bogus, have been proven bogus.
Yep.
And researchers looked under the hood and found, oh, there's, you know, the emperor has no clothes.
Exactly.
Despite all the media and, quote, investor mania about AI over the last few years, AI use remains surprisingly very limited.
Yep.
For example, in a recent study, only around 5% of businesses had used AI in the previous couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
and that's wow. noteworthy for a number of reasons. Certainly, when it comes to business, they will do whatever they can to save money. Mm-hmm. If AI was saving them money and making it easier, they would be doing it. The fact mm-hmm. that they're not using it, not doing it, tells you quite a bit there.
It's not regularly.
Yeah, it's very limited. Yeah.
It had a task that it helped them with 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
but now they haven't used it again for a while.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. We have yet to find AI's killer app. Most applications for now are in personalized marketing and automated customer service, not really stuff that everyday people use.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly people in those fields maybe, but not so much around that. AI may not be improving as fast as many people claim it. In fact, AI may be running out of juice. AI models have already consumed the entire internet, so they don't have much left to grow on.
Ah, but do you know what they do? They can still, what's called scraping the internet. That's what they do to get that information. Now they're taking the AI-generated stuff, and now they're scraping that.
Wow.
Where does that lead us to? That's an interesting question. Well, it's called slop, by the way. That's called AI slop.
Yeah.
Because when you pull up you search for an image, and most of them look really, really weird
mm-hmm.
or strange or obviously fake. Mm-hmm. That's all AI.
Yeah, yeah,
yep.
AI could be really bad for the environment. The data centers that powered AI require an ungodly amount of electricity.
Sure do.
They already consume enough energy to power a small country. Somebody brought this up some point. I don't know when. No, you were just touching on this, Seth.
Yeah. Not only, I mean, we heard about this with crypto,
mm-hmm.
not mining, and how much energy that used. This is like heads above that in terms of electricity usage. It's insane.
Yikes.
I never, not even a half a second did I ever believe in crypto.
No.
But the biggest thing that, like, even if I was ever going to look at it, I stopped immediately when I started reading about that.
Mm-hmm.
And these farms that they have of generators that are just, it's just a building filled with generators. Mm-hmm. They're just sucking, you know, and we see what's happening in Florida and everything. And could these two things have anything to do with each other?
It's possible.
Only if they're under the same sky. Then maybe. Well, wait a minute. Yeah. And finally, someone did an experiment to see if two different AI programs, ChatGPT and DishGen, could make a tastier batch of chocolate chip cookies than a human. And they failed horribly. they didn't do anything crazy like adding asparagus or motor oil or anything.
Or glue to a pizza.
Yeah. But according to the judges, they were just fine and a little boring. AI is overrated because humans are underrated.
Ooh.
One expert says a lot of people in the industry don't recognize how versatile, talented, multifaceted human skills are capable and capabilities are.
Telling you.
Mm-hmm.
This segment started unintentionally, but perfectly, with a computer AI.
Robocall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now, if it was a human being, they could have maybe played with us with it.
Yeah, interacted.
Or at the very least, mm-hmm. Apologized and hung up or something like that.
Yep.
Instead, that company just looks foolish. And kind of dumb. I'm sorry, but kind of like, dumb. I mean, you know, that doesn't help your business
right.
model. It brings you down.
Mm-hmm.
I can tie this into, and it's not a reach, into attack ads. Because a lot of attack ads are AI generated.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. But
it's easier to do it.
You don't got. Like, this isn't wag the dog, everybody. This isn't where you've got a team of people sitting there working and trying to figure out the best way to come up with these attack ads or anything. They're lazy. They're not trying here. They're just grabbing little talking points and snippets of articles, and it's both sides. I'm not picking on one side here. It's mm-hmm. both sides doing it. They're just doing that, putting it into an algorithm,
yep.
and just shoot it out there, and let's see if we can go ahead and disenchant some voters and confuse some people and everything.
What's making people angry today? All right, let's make an ad about it.
Exactly.
These attack ads are not done to get you out there to vote for this person. They're going out there to confuse you. They're doing the opposite of democracy.
They're muddying the waters.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And making somebody a lot of money. I'll tell you that much.
And they're uncreative. Like, at the very least, can we all agree on that? That they are a waste of time. That they are... who in life... Please call up 715-424-2600. Have you been... Have you changed... You're deciding to go a different direction because of an attack ad. Please, for the love of God, because I have been doing this for years. And I've been asking this question for years. And not once, not one
Nobody's
person,
taking you up on that, huh?
Nobody. Nobody, man. Like, we need more and more. Because we can't count on... there's too much gray area with freedom of speech and this subject to be able to say, well, we're going to have a law for this. Mm-hmm. And every time we come up with a law, there is somebody that looks for a way to get around it.
Right.
So we need to demand from our politicians... Hey, how do you feel about attack ads? I've got a couple of interviews coming up with some of our representatives, with some of the people running for Senate, and guess what I'm going to be asking?
Ooh, interesting. That's a good question.
Because this is not asked enough.
No, people it's not.
We need to confront these people about this. These are human beings. Mm-hmm. I've talked. Listen to our last interview with Scott Krug. And Scott and I don't see eye to eye on everything. But this one, we sure do. And we need more and more people to get behind this one. That's not me backing Scott. That's me backing human beings. That's me backing our society and democracy.
The process, right.
Yes.
Well, and the other thing, too, is that these ads aren't put together by people like Scott Krug. They're put together by giant PAC corporations that have not your best interests in mind. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
It's a cottage industry, actually, of people who put these together. Yeah.
One of the dangerous things is if you do see an attack ad and there is something about it that you want to research, you want to look into more, the first thing you need to do is see where that ad came from.
Yep.
And that can be difficult.
See,
trust
who's
me.
Funding it. Yeah, it can be very hard to find out. Yes.
I actually reached out to some old friends, we'll say, to find out some information about some of this stuff that's going on overseas with these things. And one of the most dangerous things that this is the first election I've noticed this in. I did not notice this in the previous election. This is the first one where some of these ads are usually you can tell, okay, I don't see the politician at the end of it. I'm so-and-so and I endorse this ad.
Right.
Now we're seeing that. We're seeing that in some of these ads and some of these ads that are coming from overseas. And you can go ahead and call me biased or whatever you want and ignore it and call it fake news. But you go ahead and look at the data yourself. And it is one party overwhelmingly that is doing this and that is okay with this. The idea of disenchanting voters, the idea of confusing voters does not benefit anybody. To the people out there that want to do this, to the people out there doing this, nobody benefits from this. You don't have to look very hard to see how attack ads don't help us. They certainly didn't help Coke and Pepsi. They didn't help Ragu and Presto. They originated this. This isn't original. Politicians didn't come up with this. Think groups didn't come up with this. Advertisers did. Advertisers did. When we were kids, they did this, and it didn't work. Soda sales went down by 30% to 40%. Sauce sales down 25% to 30%.
Wow.
It just brings the whole industry down. And that's what attack ads have done to politics. They have dumbed it down. There are people out there that think you are not smart enough to see around this stuff.
Right.
Prove them wrong. Prove them wrong.
Right.
And look into this stuff. Think with your vote.
Yeah.
Think with it. I'm not telling you who to vote for. I'm telling you to think and vote.
Yeah.
And know that we can make change. Mm-hmm. We can make this better.
And let's get all the money out of politics. Can we just, we need to get rid of Citizens United. It has not done anything good for any of this.
Hey, that's a popular position, Melissa.
Yeah.
That's like one of the few things that most people agree on is get money out of politics.
Why are we wasting money on things that we don't want or need? And I'm sorry, I'm not going to call it misinformation or disinformation. It's lies. They are straight up lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that is what's happening. And we deserve better.
Yeah, we can do better than AI. We are better than AI.
Well,
to
go back to that real quick, there's a couple of things there I did want to mention that they didn't say in that article. Good, that's a very good article because all that stuff is absolutely true. But we also, some of the other issues that we're having with AI about how AI learns, the large language models that they're using, there's a huge gray area with copyright there and copyright infringement about how they're collecting the data and what's coming out of it. with the copyright. So that's a big issue that also needs to be addressed. I just read an article this morning from 404 Media that now there's a job application bot that you can use that will automatically fill in all the information at you know, like Indeed and all those job websites for you, and can like all just constantly apply for just certain jobs. You set the parameters, what you want to do. You know what the funny thing about that is? All that's being collected by another bot. Mm-hmm. It's another AI program. So it's two AI programs talking to each other. Jeez. There's no human interaction in this at all.
That's crazy.
Ugh. Man, it's gotten ridiculous.
There are going to be people that are hired for jobs because with that process that are like, what am I doing here? Yeah. And the boss is like, what are you doing here? Like,
what are you doing here? I don't remember hiring you.
We will take a quick time out. We'll come back, do some more fun stories with our friends over here at WFHR.
Yeah.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Hope you're having a great one out there. Thanks for joining us on this Thursday, everybody. We've enjoyed hanging out with all y'all. Thank you so much. I don't know if this is That Ain't Right story or not. You guys can all decide yourselves. A guy from Canada broke a world record by eating almost 2.5 pounds of sriracha in 3 minutes.
2.5 pounds?
2.5 pounds. He said he wasn't too worried about it destroying his digestive tract. He loves hot stuff, and he has been able to handle this before.
It's a bit draining, I guess. So
this wasn't his first time with this.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That does seem like it would do some damage. You know, I'm just saying. I don't know.
It's a lot of liquid hot sauce in your belly.
My gosh.
I'm not sure this feels like one of those things that even days later, I wouldn't trust my stomach. I don't even know if crackers I would be touching.
What his prep is, you know? Does he swallow wax so it lines his stomach? I don't know.
And I don't mean this in a mean way, but I guarantee you this man lives alone. I guarantee he lives alone. I guarantee.
I think you're right on that one, man.
He's got a world record.
I think you got it.
I want to see the inside of his bathroom.
Yeah.
He'd have to go there.
I'm
telling you, he lives alone for a reason. I'm telling you. We get to
the question is why? Why?
Yeah,
because it was there, you know.
You know, I certainly
this is a rule, a record I must break.
Yes. Yeah, I think that there's certainly, you know, if you put aside the whole 15 seconds of fame thing, outside of that. That's a fantastic question. I'm sure that there's a percentage of people that do these things for that. Mm-hmm. But I'm more curious about what I think you're hitting on there, Melissa, and what it is in a person that sees something like this. And you know what? I want to be the guy. That's what I want people to know about me.
And why the 2 pounds? You know, was there a record out there to break?
So many follow-up questions.
That's what I was trying to find out. I don't think anybody had this record before.
Well, he was going to set it for nobody to break it.
Yeah, apparently. And it should tell you something, too, where everybody in the record-breaking community is kind of like, no, you can have that one. No, we don't want that one. That's all you, man. That's all you. You go ahead. You go ahead and take that one. We've got some local good things going on in our community. I want to put some focus on those. And one of them is, of course, our lineup here at WFHR. Got a great one for you. Join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine. In part one, Suzanne Campbell, candidate for Wisconsin State Assembly District 72, is going to be joining us.
Very nice.
Decades and decades and decades, WFHR has done this with our politicians where we have both candidates on. I will ask them the same questions each and give them the same amount of time.
Yep.
And a big thank you to not only these individuals for taking the time to join us, of course, but to Pam Hilke and the great work she does scheduling all of this and working with their secretaries and everything to make these things happen. We appreciate all of the above.
Absolutely.
Join us today at 4 o'clock for that. It's going to be a good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott Kruger, her candidate that she's running against, she will be he will be joining us on November 1st.
Yes.
In part two today at 4:30, our good friend Jen McNally. Natural resource groundwater educator.
Ooh, nice.
Jen going to be joining us. Got some great stuff to be talking about today with Jen. We're going to be getting into nitrogen. What is nitrogen? Why do we need it? Mm-hmm. Some other cool stuff.
Why is it in our water?
Yeah. You know that's coming up with Jen. I always learn something talking with her.
Fascinating
I love talking
stuff.
With her.
Yep. She's great.
We got great things on our radio dial coming up this weekend, too. We'll talk more about that. But a lot of sports on the radio coming
up.
An event going on right now, Seth.
the farmer's market. The last week, everybody, that it's going to be outside, at least the summer farmer's market, I should say. That's going to be today till 2, and then Saturday from 8 to 2 as well. It's on First Avenue. Go on, check it out. The weather is fabulous out there. It's what a great way to wrap up the...
this weekend.
Yeah. That's a great way to wrap it up before the season. Yep.
Be sure to check that out, everybody.
Yep.
And our friends at Focus Neighborhood Meals are going on today. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check them out. They're at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Meals are served on Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:45. They're closed for holidays. Dining room opens at 4:15. Building, you can't enter the building before 4, so about 4:15 as you want to get there. You can find out more and find out about Neighborhood Meals and some of the other programs under the umbrella of Focus at 715-422-1980. 422-1980. A big thank you to everybody a part of Focus that helps our community so very much. We appreciate them. Focus Neighborhood Meals going on at 2321 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids, 4:30 to 5:45.
Mm-hmm. By the way, everyone, if you didn't know, it's National Walk to a Park Day. And you don't have to do it alone. You can join our own Mayor Matt Zacher today. He's going to be down at McMillan Memorial Library at noon. And this walk to Veterans Park in downtown Rapids will start at about 12:15. You can chat with the mayor and demonstrate your support for our community's green spaces, which are so important to urban areas, these green spaces. And I got to say, I've lived in a lot of places. Rapids has got some really good parks here, and they do a very good job maintaining them. So kudos to the city.
We got some pretty good friends of ours over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church. They got their community book sale coming up, Seth, and it's going on today. It's going on right now.
Right now, yeah. As we speak. Head on over there, everybody. Lots of great deals, lots of books to check out. Some goodies to while you peruse, some coffee, maybe some bars and punch. No.
I'm not sure if it's today or tomorrow, but my mom might be over there. Say hi to her and help her and the great people involved in this support our community, because all the funds for this go right back into the community.
That's right. To scholarships for Mid-State. That's where all the money goes. So.
And get some great books, everybody.
Yep. Never know what you'll find there.
You need more books in your life.
You do.
and not just books. They've got other great things over there, too.
They've got some records, DVDs. We have VHS tapes.
Yes.
People.
Yes.
Go check out. Maybe you'll find something they haven't seen in years. Yeah. You never know.
Seth and I were talking about this kind of off air a little bit, but things like this going into, we just don't have enough opportunities for these things anymore.
Yeah.
We don't have as many used bookstores or record stores like we used to. It's a cool
it's a chance,
thing.
Yeah,
it's a real chance to be able to find your maybe new favorite book or favorite
item. That's right.
Check out the community book sale going at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church today from until 6 o'clock today, and tomorrow 8:30 to 6, and then on Saturday 8:30 to 1.
That's right. It's the $2 bag sale on Saturday. So fill up a bag for $2.
310 First Avenue South right here in Rapids. Go check that out, everybody. Mm-hmm. And the Rapids Revival Downtown Master Plan, they've got some community engagement events going on. They had their first one yesterday, heard good things about it. They've got another one going on today. In fact, two of them going on today. The first one takes place, it's going on right now.
It's
just wrapping up over at the Ground Up Coffee Shop. We send a shout out to them. If you didn't get a chance to make that, you have another opportunity a little bit later today from 5 to 7 over at B's Tap House. We say a shout out to them.
Mm-hmm.
They're at 140 East Grand Avenue. And then on Friday, one more opportunity to talk with Kyle and the gang over at from the Ground Up Coffee Shop from 8 to 10 over at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Wisconsin Rapids. You can find out more information or even contact them and give information if you're not able to make it to one of these meetings at wisconsinrapids.mindmixer.com, wisconsinrapids.mindmixer.com.
All right.
Could I tell you another easy way to find out about this, James?
Yeah.
Sign up for our newsletter today. Our very first one is going to come out. Today, guys.
Today. Inaugural issue.
I was building up to this. Tell them about it, Mel.
So if you want to sign up, go to WFHR.com/newsletter. And it's real simple. You just enter your email address in there, and then you'll be on our mailing list for the newsletter that's going to come out weekly at about noon on Thursdays is our goal. But you're going to get caught up on our local news stories. You'll get a weather forecast. You're going to even maybe get some sports. We got to still work on that a little bit.
It's a work in progress.
This is our first one. But also love to hear your feedback about it. We've included my email address and and then the studio number so that you can get in touch with us anytime. And follow us on Facebook, obviously, and sign up for this newsletter to keep in the know with what's going on.
I'm looking at it right now here. We got a story about the master plan. We've got some weather information about upcoming week. We've got a link to the midday show that James did with the Chamber of Commerce there as well. A little story on that. We've got what's coming up on the Kitchens Open next week. I mean, all kinds of great stuff here.
We've got a teaser newsletter that has not even public yet.
Yes.
But it will be coming out. And then, a Kitchens Open teaser that Beth is going to share every week. It's just a great opportunity. But if there's something you'd also like to see on there, you can tell us on that website, WFHR.com/newsletter.
Yep.
Head on over there right now. Sign up, everybody. Yeah. Support
it's
local.
Your first edition today.
Yeah. Yeah. And you want to be in on this early. You want to be in on this early. A lot of great work on there. And that is one of our major good stories of the day. The work that has been done on that. Nice job, Mel and everybody. Appreciate
you. Yes, everybody involved. Thank you so much.
You too. Great show. Have a great day.
You too, man.
You too, James.
Have a good day out there, everybody. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.